Thank you and good morning. The Crescent City Area Command of the California Highway Patrol arrested a man for driving under the influence of alcohol after a major injury collision near Lake Earl Drive last week. On Thursday night, 30-year-old Brandon Bertolini was headed south on Lake Earl Drive near the entrance to Pelican Bay State Prison when he allowed his Toyota to drift off the road and took out a signal light pole. Bertolini, who sustained major injuries in the crash, was subsequently arrested for driving under the influence, and he was flown to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office booked 60-year-old Curtis Hawkins into county jail on Saturday afternoon on charges of assault with a firearm as well as criminal threats. Deputies spoke with a woman who reported that Hawkins made threats towards her at their home in the 32,000 block of North Harbor Drive and that he pointed a gun towards her a few days prior. When deputies responded to the house, Hawkins initially made violent threats towards law enforcement. However, he was placed under arrest and booked on various charges. Thursday morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested a male suspect who was involved in a commercial burglary at Daisy Supply in Redway just a few days prior. That burglary resulted in thousands of dollars worth of merchandise stolen, and 30-year-old Levi McDonald was identified as one of at least two suspects who were seen in the video surveillance footage. Thursday afternoon, McDonald was spotted running through a trailer park near the 3200 block of Redwood Drive. A patrolling deputy gave chase and was able to detain McDonald, and he was booked into county jail on burglary and vandalism charges. The sheriff's office has identified two other suspects in that burglary. One helped McDonald, while the other accepted the stolen items. The Old Arcata Road Transportation Design Project continues this month, and tomorrow, city officials will install a one-day pop-up demonstration featuring several designs in front of the Jacoby Creek School, as well as the intersection of Jacoby Creek and Old Arcata Road. Motorists will feel changes to infrastructure, and city officials will be on hand to provide any additional information about the impacts the design will have on daily life in the Bayside neighborhood. Officials will continue to display potential designs as they will follow up with a community open house on Wednesday at the Bayside Grange. Measure U, a 20-year half-cent special sales tax that would fund road maintenance and repairs on county roadways, will be on the November ballot, and county officials issued a press release on Friday illustrating the potential benefits of the measure. Measure U would need a two-thirds majority vote to pass, and it's estimated that it would generate $10 million per year. County Supervisor Mark Lovelace said the following statement, "Like so many counties all around California, our roads are failing, and the state doesn't have our back. If we want to stop our roads from crumbling, we'll need to help ourselves." In total, the measure would generate $200 million over 20 years, $86 million of which would go to unincorporated parts of the county. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last week, the Superior Court of Humboldt issued a statement regarding a lack of participation by eligible community members for jury duty. The court said if necessary, it will use the legal means within its power to compel individuals to show. District Attorney Maggie Fleming spoke about the problem and said that jury duty has always been an issue because it is affected by so many factors, including the availability of jurors and the unknown time commitment for a trial. There are also the needs of the court to hold trials to have a balanced jury that reflects the community.
Jury service has always been a sacrifice by a large percentage of the people who serve. There are those who do have the time, whether it be because they're retired or they're on, you know, summer break because they're school teachers. But then there are those who really are making a huge time commitment and a sacrifice to serve. And it's important because we really do want to get a cross-section of the entire community.
Fleming added that the constitutional rights of defendants also play a key role, and if a defendant has not waived his rights to a speedy trial, the DA must get that trial underway.
So last week, we had a case where a defendant who has a series of time-not-waived misdemeanor cases, he completed one. Well, we were literally expected and had to bring in the next panel and start again because he was time-not-waived. You have to get all his cases done within 30 days because that's his constitutional right.
You can listen to Maggie Fleming discuss jury duty on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.